Yeah. Prince Gemini. Hearing that a friend committed suicide has made me question the will of God, cause I'm still alive. I sit alone thinking, why the fuck you couldn't resist? But then again, I think, what if I'm just next in line? I think it's crazy that we're blessed but unappreciative. Brothers dying every day and the root is depression. But then I say, social media is the god of roots. It's like a drug that kills you without you noticing. How many brothers we gonna lose before we realize that social media is evil and fighting everybody? No matter how much you make, it'll never be enough. Cause social media will show you teens with millions. Girls traveling the world like nobody's business, and you go feel like a loser with your minimum wage. People go on vacations with blood money while you sit at home thinking they're lucky and super blessed. Hey, I'm here to tell you to focus on you and never worry, cause when you fail it's not a loss, cause your win is the lesson. People only post their wins, not their downfalls. Everybody got worries but social media hides it. Everybody got scars but social media hides it. Your life is real, don't compare it to no fake persona. You never post without a filter, you think you're not pretty before the filters and picture posting we felt better. And picture posting, we felt better. Now we gotta compete to boost our confidence until the monsters emerge because of jealousy. And then we kill one another for the victory until we miss someone better and feel inadequate. Times change, but we never learn, we stay the same. We gotta be the last to succumb to this death trap. We gotta teach our kids to fight against the media pressure. Drugs are dangerous, but social media's even worse. Not only does it cause depression, even separation. Every time I'm going through your tweets, all I see is division. And then it's politics with leaders that are hypocrites. They only notice your presence when they need you to vote. But then again, it's all a scam, it's like riding a treadmill. They make you feel like you got a choice, but you really don't. Cause if your vote really mattered, they wouldn't let you vote. It really doesn't matter, they already know the winner. They only celebrate the victory of keeping you blind. They make us fight one another over who should be leading. And while we're fighting, they meet up and share a cup of coffee. They're treating you like a pepper, this is a cup call. It's really sad, politics is becoming religion. People defending a thief in the name of loyalty. It's really crazy that y'all never see the bigger picture.